Ladies and gentlemen, Perm.
What else is going on, for the love of God?
Time for What's Happening. What's
happening? The NRA is in the news because the New York Attorney General has filed a lawsuit trying to dissolve the National Rifle Association, talking about years of corruption and misspending. Says that it does not have an ability to operate as a nonprofit.
That's what happens when you try to steal millions of dollars. I actually got an email from somebody who suggested this may be a good thing, that the NRA for a long time has been a corrupt political organization and veered away from what it was originally designed to be, which is almost the Boy Scout version of gun safety and hunter safety and things like that.
You know, when there's an organization spreading money around like the NRA does, it's paying people off to look the other way.
The other version of this that I saw that we did a lot of discussion about before was the Clinton Foundation. It started out as a place that it was going to be a good thing. And then when you get that much money into an organization like that, and somebody starts raising questions about where the money goes, and then they all of a sudden are no longer part of that organization, it might be an indication.
A large crowds mobbed the French president in Beirut as he toured a neighborhood just devastated by that massive explosion earlier in the week. Emmanuel Macron saying that he's going to propose a new political pact to help lift this city out of sheer devastation.
Yeah, he was looking for international donations for all of this. The cleanup itself is going to be massive, considering there's a 400-foot crater where this building used to be that was housing these, I don't even know if you'd call it illicit, but the ammonium nitrate that had been seized from a ship that was kind of lost in Beirut. It wasn't going anywhere. They didn't have the money to get it out of there. It was kind of shady to begin with.
The governor of Ohio has tested positive for the coronavirus just hours before the president was set to touch down and meet with the governor in Cleveland.
I think they call this a Gohmert. He pulled a Gohmert in that just before he was supposed to meet, they got the test and it comes back quickly. It's good. It's good that he knows. He is the second governor to have contracted COVID-19. Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt got it last month. At this point, he's asymptomatic. He's headed back to Columbus, Ohio, where he's going to be tested again and then probably just quarantine in his home in Cedarville for the next couple of weeks. Eric Garcetti. Eric Garcetti loves the house parties, and he doesn't want anybody to have any fun anymore anywhere in the city of Los Angeles, which is fine. That's fine. He thinks that this is going to be, the place where everybody goes to have a house party and get sick, but...
Large house parties.
Do you think he's ever been out of control for one moment of his life?
Oh.
Like, you know, you're a pretty stable person, but even you at times will have a couple Manhattans and rush the stage. Old Fashioned?
I think it was Old Fashioned.
Old Fashioned. Every once in a while, you'll get on a pole in Philadelphia at a gay bar.
Right.
I don't think he's ever had one moment of fun, like debaucherous fun.
What are you talking about? He loves house parties. Listen to the way he says it.
Large house parties.
Large house parties. I go to large house parties all the time. One time, I was invited to a large house party at Jake Paul's house.
Hey, here's a good textbook rule. I will read the headline as it is written. Don't make toy genitals interactive. If you haven't seen the scandal over the Poppy the Troll doll.
Well, okay. Wait, first, let's pull the back just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
When Nick sent this to us, that there's a pedophile. It's not funny. That word itself is not funny.
No.
That there's a pedophile theory about... this Poppy the Troll doll,
mm-hmm.
We flashed back to yesterday, the Audi commercial that people were saying was over-sexualizing a four-year-old.
Yes.
Which is ridiculous.
We thought, what the hell is this?
Right. This is what we're all doing now? And then?
And then you looked at the video, and you saw the button in the doll's crotch and the giggling and the gasping.
There is a video that shows this Poppy the Troll doll when you push her tum-tum. She makes little funny comments, right? Because that's what trolls do. for some reason, someone flipped the doll over. And there in an area that taint quite that part and it taint quite that part, there's a button there. Mm-hmm. And when you push it,
she giggles.
She giggles. And it makes other weird kind of funny noises.
You know what bothers me the most about that video? I mean, the button and the crotch area of the doll is ridiculous. But the fact that the woman says that her daughter got it for her birthday and then she didn't realize the button was there until she walked in on her husband.
Right.
With the doll.
Right.
With the poppy doll turned upside down and he's up her skirt. And he's like, look at this button.
Well, Hasbro says the button's there because when you sit her down, that's when she's supposed to make makes laughing sounds.
Yes, yeah, but you have to push the button.
I am reading right now from the Hasbro description. When you sit her down, she makes other funny sounds too.
Not true, though. You have to push the button in.
Well, we don't know, though. We haven't tested one.
I watched the woman on the video.
Now, the button does appear to be flush with the doll's body.
So I don't know. Wouldn't happen. It wouldn't be activated if you just turned her over and sat her down on a desk.
No, you have to push.
But we don't know that, though. We don't know for sure. I need to see some tests run.
Do you want me to get you one of the dolls?
We might have to run some tests.
I'm not certain they're going to be available for very long.
Large house parties.
Amazon. Yeah.
We could have a large house party.
Large house parties.
Poppy the troll doll.
Troll doll. Can get one.
Hasbro says we recognize the placement of the sensor may be perceived as inappropriate. Now they believe that? There's nobody who in the process of designing the doll says, hey, can we not put the button right there? You know, right there in prime bathing suit area? Is Halloween dead? We'll talk about that when we come back to Gary.
There's also a poppy hug doll.
Don't. We're not getting Nick a hug doll.
Where you hug? Do you want a hug doll, Nick?
Yeah. And if you hug her around the neck, she makes even funnier sounds.